That is true. Yeah, Independence Day is tomorrow.
That's right, July 4th.
So what are you going to do to celebrate?
Well, I am going to go. My girlfriend Donna has a whole bunch of family coming into town, and they have a big shindig up in Gill. And
I understand that there's going to be a lot of shindigs happening.
Oh yeah, it's a national shindig kind of day.
Yes, it is.
Everyone gets a day off.
Yep.
So the site that I came up with is July4th.org, and that's the number 4 followed by TH. So July4th.
All right, don't spell it out now or anything. Or you're going to end up sending up.
You.
No, I mean don't spend. You said the number 4.
Right, right.
Don't spell out 4.
Right, it's the number 4.
Right.
Followed by TH. July4th.org, and it's about the Boston Pops. Boston fireworks celebration.
Right, the big to-do that they have there.
I understand it's a giant thing. I've never gone there. I've never, you know, I'm from New York, so.
So what do they do in New York?
Well, you know, it's out over the East River, and, you know, Macy's and everybody throws together. It's also another big thing, but there's no Boston Pops-like thing. There's the New York Philharmonic, but that's,
where do they put the orchestra?
There is no orchestra. You just tune into your favorite radio station. And,
they have it over the radio station. Oh, okay.
Right,
yeah. All right. So they don't have it
synchronized
like they do.
As far as I can remember, maybe they do. It's been a while. I've been up here for like 13 years now.
Well, I have. You know, I've been too. But the one out on the Esplanade in Boston, though,
yeah.
That's a big to-do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's people. They're hardcore. You think you know some like hardcore concert goers?
Right.
You know,
they get there the night before a sleeping bag.
Exactly. Or waiting in line for tickets, that type of thing.
Yeah.
They will stake out their spot in front of the Hat Shell today.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll go there today. I don't know how they do the bathroom breaks, that type of thing. I mean, I guess somebody saves their spot for them.
Sure. Or they bring a device that, you know, a portable device with them of some kind.
Possibly. And I'm not sure you're going to get this information at your website
today. No. And they're not going to encourage that for sure. But it's the schedule and, you know, who's going to be there and what time to tune in for what.
Uh-huh.
They have little videos up there and everything. It's a pretty neat looking site.
Yeah.
As far as,
I know you've never been before.
Yeah.
I would suggest watching it on TV. They usually,
right.
The past couple of years, they have aired it on the History Channel, actually.
Okay.
And they do it live on the History Channel.
Really?
Yeah.
For
the nation to see, yes. Being there live, you got to have a good spot, first of all. And not everyone can hear the music. I mean,
right.
if you're going to hear the music, you got to be up close to the Hat Shell.
Right up there, yeah.
Right up there close. And
they go off right over, or is it over?
No, well, they go over the Charles River. They put a big barge out on the Charles River, and they shoot them off there. But what a lot of people don't understand is that on the Esplanade, there's a lot of trees. So you got to get there early to get a good spot where there's not a tree in the way.
Because then you can't see anything.
Of your fireworks viewing, yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right. So, all right, good advice for the people that are going to go out there and do that.
That's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. In looking up what site to do, I never really understood remembered what the actual timeline was, and we did a little bit and this is kind of interesting. So July 1st, which was Sunday, the anniversary of Sunday, was the Continental Congress reconvened, and then on the 2nd there was a resolution to declare independence.
Right.
And then the 3rd and the 4th, they actually worked out all the language and then voted on it on the 4th. But the document itself didn't actually get finished signing until August 2nd.
Yeah, another month.
It was like another month. It took to get them all to come in.
Well, we need another holiday in early August. We should.
Why not?
Perhaps say
August 2nd.
Yeah, August 2nd.
Signing day.
Signing day would be a good day.
There you go. Declaration
another day off from work.
Another one, yeah. You got to have at least one per month.
4th of July. .org.
Yep.
And put in the number 4.
The number 4, right.
Don't write it out.
Mick
from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley, helping out business owners each and every day with their websites, creating websites. Mick also has a presence on our website via the 30% store, right?
That's right. And you can buy certificates there, and I'll accept them at 30% off. Saves you some money, and I'll set up a website for you. And it's funny, a lot of businesses come to me and say, you know, I don't know why I waited so long. And so I'm just saying that to you out there. Don't wait so long. Don't be like one of them. Just come on in.
Get off the couch and get it done now.
Get it done now and you'll be happy. A happy camper.
There you go. Mick from Montague Webworks and the Montague Webworks website of the week, 754.